CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have David, better known as Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he's going to talk to us about what's new at the club and the next presentation coming up. So welcome, Skip.
Welcome, yes. We're quite excited for our next meeting. We're going to have a Mr. Bernard Jolicoeur, Dr. Bernard Jolicoeur. He's going to be doing a speech, a presentation on exploring the Northern Quebec on his perspective as being a dentist and also being a naturalist part. This should be very interesting, as he was a flying doc dentist providing dental care to the Inuit and communities of Northern Quebec. Plus, as a naturalist, he will be given an overview of those seldom visited areas. So if you have any questions, and this is a hot topic right now, we don't really know what's going on up there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and and he's willing to tell us about it. And it should be, I'm quite excited that to ask him some questions and this and that. And and also on the wildlife. So if this is much as interesting as the last presentation we had, but last time we had a full house on top of that.
That's good.
And the wildlife about tracking animals was a huge success. We had over 40 people, and all I can hear myself saying is that I didn't know that. And I take pride in myself thinking I know quite a bit what's going on in wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
For example, did you know the only two animals that can kill a porcupine outside of a human? It's a cougar and a wolverine.
Okay.
And the reason is, I didn't know this myself, and he had proof with photos and everything, is that they bite the head. And they can bite the head of the porcupine before the tail of the porcupine goes around and stings them.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite interesting. I didn't know that at all. I didn't.
No.
Because it's against the law to kill porcupines, anybody, mm-hmm. because you know the reason why? It's the only animal that when you're lost in the woods, that you can survive off of.
Really?
That you can hit over the head, well, I hate to say it, but mm-hmm. hit over the head with a log or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main reason that for us not to, nobody, it's against the law to kill a porcupine.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No. And then we also have a really exciting time coming up. It's the 119th Christmas bird count.
Mm-hmm.
It's just around the corner between the 14th of December and January the 5th, 2019. Tens of thousands of birds and winter enthusiasts will rally together to count millions of birds across the continent on Saturday, December 15th. This is done by the Audubon Society. And we have quite the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club have a, we've been participating in this for many, many, many years. And it's a lot of fun. It can be done by going out in groups early in the morning and you count birds. Or you can do it from your window with a hot cup of coffee in your hand and watching your birds. You have to be registered to do it. And to do this, you can contact Gary McCormick at 819-563-0210. Or G. McCormick at ubishops.ca. And he will get you to know how to fill in the forms and so we can get you registered for it. It's a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun doing
mm-hmm.
this. We've groups going around and we've broken up the area mm-hmm. with a nice map. And we go and we check and see what type of birds we see and all that.
Yeah, a lot of fun too with the results and everything. I'd be anxious to see that. Yeah.
And then we ended up ended up as a potluck dinner
mm-hmm.
at the Amity Baudouin Community Center.
Oh, nice.
And we have raffles. And this year we're having raffles. If anybody's interested in buying tickets for the raffle, it's baskets of bird stuff. They can contact mm-hmm. Gary or myself at 819-569-2439 or on our Facebook page at St. Francis Valley Naturalist Facebook.
Okay.
So we got a quite an exciting month coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And with the weather coming in, it's quite interesting. And for bird watch around Lennoxville area, Sheila and Brian, which are very avid bird watchers, mm-hmm. birders, they've they got back to me and they were saying that they saw four evening grosbeaks in the morning at the bird feeders. Finally, they haven't been around that much.
No, they haven't.
And they also seen a good number of pine siskins and a pair of titmice mice, blue jays, of course, cardinals, mourning doves, goldfinches, and both white-breasted and red-breasted nuthatches. Round the ponds at Ile Marie. Now, this is a very, I've mentioned it before, this is a very interesting place. Mm-hmm. This is the one on St. Francis Street.
It is, yeah, okay.
To walk around, mm-hmm. and they saw flocks of red poles and lots of hooded merganses. Now, the hooded merganses, do you know a little bit about them?
A little bit.
They're the ones
yeah.
that eat fish. Mm-hmm. They eat their weight in fish a day.
Okay.
It's quite. That's why a lot of people don't like to see them on their drought ponds. Mm-hmm. But they can, and there's different, there's the hooded one, the regular common one. And the big red-headed ones are the huge birds, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And two herrings. There's still two blue herrings around.
Okay.
So, and then we have Gary McCormick, another big birder.
Mm-hmm.
He's been seen several interesting. He's been on several interesting sightings in the last month. He saw a couple of red-breasted merganses. Well, that's the big ones in the Magog River. Plus a couple of harriers. That's interesting, too. And cormorants. They're another fish-eating fish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they come from the ocean.
Oh,
and they've worked their way into Lake St. Louis, into this area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they take a lot of fish.
Okay.
And the government, now I know on Lake St. Louis, outside of Montreal, mm-hmm. the government's been trying to reduce them by... where they're breeding and all that, reducing mm-hmm. their areas and things like this. They also saw some red-necked ducks and four eagles. Now here, a lot of eagles have been sighted lately.
Mm-hmm.
Golden, the American eagle, bald
mm-hmm.
eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And they got really excited, and it was late for this time of year. They saw oven birds at Lucien Bouchard Park.
Now, oh, okay, an oven bird.
Yeah, this is very rare that you see it this time of year.
Okay.
But they haven't gone down south yet. And then we got reports from other areas around East Hatley, Suzanne Coles.
Mm-hmm.
She saw an unusual sight, a large flock of ravens that are gathering in the hills late in the afternoon to roost around East Hatley.
Okay.
This is unusual. We have usually you see them in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the difference between a raven and a crow is the size.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some ravens, I would say, about double the size of a crow.
Okay.
They're a big, big bird, very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think to this day that they smell where the dead meat is, too, like a turkey. I say they do, but mm-hmm. a lot of people contradict me on it. But they can find dead meat very easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so she's quite excited about that. So.
She would be, yeah.
Me too, yeah. And then from North Hatley, Pat Clary. Well, he's seen the regular birds like I've been mm-hmm. hearing about, but which is not as much as in the summer. He's down a little bit. Usually they start to pick up on his feeders in the fall mm-hmm. and winter, mm-hmm. late start in the winter, but he's down a little bit. But but they're all the regular birds, the grosbeaks. And
mm-hmm.
and in Huntingville, we got Marilyn Henry has been seeing cardinals and grosbeaks at her feeders. So nothing unusual has come in yet in
mm-hmm.
the... So it's coming along, but they're reporting back anyway.
Yeah. Well, the grosbeaks are making a comeback, I guess, eh?
All birds are.
Yeah.
And it's due to the weather, too, mm-hmm. the climate change. We're starting mm-hmm. to see a lot more different birds. A lot of, like the oven bird, not going down south as mm-hmm. as early. The geese, I saw a big flock of Canadian geese yesterday.
Okay.
They should be starting to think mm-hmm. about going down a little south, you mm-hmm. know, but... they're still around, and quite interesting. And then the last person that reported in was Gladys Beattie, and same thing at her bird feeders, the regular birds. But she also does the owl counts.
Okay.
For the Audubon Society.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted me to re-mention about the bird count coming up at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish we get a lot of people around Lennoxville to participate in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all the people that have called in. And it's interesting to see what kind of birds are coming around.
It is, yeah. Okay. That's neat. Okay, anything else you'd like to add before
no,
we go,
No, that's
Skip?
Fine, thank you. Just hope I see you all there like I did the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. And that's on the, what day?
On the 28th.
28th, that's a Wednesday?
Yeah, the last Wednesday.
And 7 o'clock at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, right in the heart of Lennoxville, up over the fire department.
Yeah, and it's a great place to come. There's mm-hmm. we serve tea and coffee, mm-hmm. and just a donation for that if you want, and mm-hmm. Homemade cookies and everything. So it's a nice night. It's a nice evening just to talk about birds. And
okay.
And if you have any questions, now we should have a lot of questions on this, Mr. Dr. Bernard Jolicoeur.
Mm-hmm.
This would be really interesting. This guy's been up there. He's lived right with the Inuits.
Mm-hmm.
See what the problems are. Nature problems up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be, this is the man to ask the questions, I think.
Okay. Well, it sounds great. Okay. Thank you very much, Skip.
Well, thank you.